Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Stuck inside a memory.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Whenever you hear OAR like that, you know what time it is. Time to talk to our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate. What up, Nate Dog? How you doing?
What's up, boys? How are you?
We're good, man. We're good. Just kind of grinding through a rainy Tuesday, I would say. 2-2 on the season for your Washington Commanders. Tough look defensively, particularly against Atlanta this past weekend. But it's a big, long season. They play 17 games. They've been down a lot of guys. I'd say expectations are Jaden returns to the field this Sunday. How you feeling about your boys in burgundy and gold?
Yeah, it was a frustrating loss, an annoying loss, a game that really wish we could have back. It's NFL, right? And I know you tweeted about it. Like, it was a wacky week where, you know, a team like Atlanta, who lost 30-0 to Carolina the week before, then beats us. And I tweeted that, you know, we didn't have Jaden, we didn't have Terry, and a lot of the replies were, well, they don't play defense. And that is true. That is accurate. But my point is, if we think back to last year, we have to remember that Jaden extends drives unlike any other quarterback. He keeps the offense on the field. Last year, we dominated time of possession. Against Atlanta, they dominated the time of possession. With a guy like Jaden who extends drives, he gets first downs on third downs, he allows us to go for it on fourth down more often and convert, it kind of hides the weaknesses of the defense more. And we didn't have that. And that's ultimately, to me, why we lost, is because we couldn't stop Atlanta, but we also couldn't stay on the field. We need a drive extender to make up for the weaknesses of the defense, and we didn't have that. Jaden back on the field allows that to happen. It puts everything in motion. The defense feeds off the offense. And as bad as the defense is, and they are bad, I am not denying that they are bad, and they need to get it together, but Jaden helps that.
Does that automatically help it this week, though, against a team that lost last week as well that's trying to get back in the win column?
I truly believe Jaden is one of those dynamic, once-in-a-generation type quarterbacks, or at least knocking on the door of that, where when he's on the field, you automatically give the Commanders a chance to win no matter what, you know, what the opposition is, home or road, primetime or not. He's special. He's different. And, I mean, Marcus Mariota, he played his butt off two straight weeks. He's not Jaden. And in the NFL, when you go on the road, it doesn't matter if it's against the Atlanta Falcons. Like, it's a tough league to win games, especially when you're with a backup quarterback. There's a handful of good QBs in the league. We are lucky to have one in Jaden, and we're lucky to have a very good backup. But there's a reason he's a backup, right? Like let's not start acting like we have Tom Brady backing up Jaden. We have Marcus Mariota. And again, I know it was not his fault. I'm not placing the blame on him, but he still only threw for 156 yards. And when Penix is across the field from you throwing for 313, because our defense stinks, someone on the offense has to make a play to win the game. And ultimately, it just did not happen.
In case you didn't know, Tom Brady was a backup before he got his chance.
All right. Well, yes, obviously. Marcus Mariota ain't Tom Brady.
I'm just saying.
Defensively. Lot of opinions. What do you think needs to happen?
Yeah, I think the big discussion right now is it scheme? Is it players? Is it age? I don't think you can pinpoint, 100% on any of those. I think, you can spread it around percentage-wise. Like, Bobby Wagner is getting up there in age. He's lost a step. Yeah, maybe the scheme isn't using our players to the best of their abilities. Maybe we don't have that edge rusher who can, get to the quarterback on third down to, force a punt. There's a player issue. There is a scheme issue. There's a coaching. It's a mishmash of just things that they need to tighten up and get right. And, I mean, Bemis, you're always saying it's the players on the field. Like, yeah, they have to step up. Like, yeah, I think without question, they were not prepared. You cannot let Michael Penix Jr. go 20 for 26 and 313 yards, and expect to win the game. We did not get pressure on the quarterback. And this Sunday, we are lucky. We are playing against the worst offensive line in football with the Chargers. Justin Herbert has zero time to throw. If you're on Twitter, go to @RyanDePaul, DePaul, and he broke down the Chargers all 22 of Herbert, and he called it the worst O-line performance he's ever seen in his life. We need to take full advantage of that on the road against the Chargers and just continually put pressure on Herbert, because they have a god-awful offensive line, and even though we don't really have edge rushers, we have to get to the quarterback.
Do you think they will? Against the Raiders, the pass rush was really good. In both wins, their defensive line has been dominant. In both losses, the D-line's gotten pushed around a little bit.
Yeah, if we don't, then everybody's got to go, right? Then that's a pure coaching problem. And, I mean, the players, I understand they have to do their job too, but you have to scheme up a way to get, to take advantage of playing against the worst offensive line in football. You just have to. At some point, I mean, Witt has to be, not, I don't want to say on the hot seat, but it's warming up. You can't be, the worst ranked passing defense in the league and have a front that can't get to the QB. Like, something has, you have to scheme something up. And that's what I'm looking forward to on Sunday, is seeing what he cooks.
How important do you think, I mean, you kind of mentioned it, what do you think the mental lift is getting Jaden back on the field?
The mental lift?
Yeah, like, what does it do for the organization?
Okay. Yeah, I think you know it as well as I do. It changes everything. He is a playmaker. He is a top quarterback in the league. If he wasn't hurt, I already had him in the MVP conversation. I think last year he should have definitely gotten more MVP votes. I'm not going to get into the Ron Rivera stuff. We have a bad roster. We have a roster that is still rebuilding. We had to sign a lot of vets to plug holes because of the poor drafting. Jaden obviously knocked it out of the park, but he's still surrounded by a suboptimal, subpar roster. But getting a guy like Jaden back, it changes everything. He makes the team better tenfold.
Sure. We're talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. See, I feel like you're taking a pretty measured approach to the Atlanta loss. I know you live on these internet streets. Have you been surprised by some of what people are saying, like some of the expectations to like make big changes right away, bench guys, fire guys, all that stuff?
It's interesting because I try to remind people, and I say this all the time on this show, I say it nonstop, we're still rebuilding. This is year two of a rebuild. We got so fortunate that Jaden was so good his rookie season and took us to the NFC Championship game. That does not change that there is just a lot of bad talent on this roster and a huge lack of depth. And this team is extremely injured right now, and it showed. It just absolutely showed through. So I think people, there's a lot of Lattimore, I don't want to use the H word, hate. I don't think people are very happy with his play, and I think that is, we all saw, he's not playing well. He's, let's just call it what it is. He's been a very weak link of the secondary, and we gave up draft capital for him and it has not paid off. Now, that being said, I do not think that trade would have been made if Jaden isn't so good last year, and Adam Peters is looking around like, if I make a couple moves, we might have magic, you know, magic in a bottle right here. Like, we might have something that nobody expected. So he gambled on the Lattimore trade. It looks like it's kind of not going to pay off at all. It's going to be a huge net negative for the team overall, it looks like. But I understand why he did it. But yeah, this team, we have a while to go. You know, we have a couple years to go. Jaden's still young. The wide receiver, you know, a guy like Luke is finally like trying to figure it out. The defensive backfield with a guy like Mikey, who is still figuring it out. Trey is still figuring it out. There's a lot of gaps, you know, between the veterans and the young guys that they're trying to fill in, and it's not quite there yet. So I think we all need to just take a breath, trust the process, have fun watching this very fun team, and just give it a year or two.
A year or two?
If they lose in L.A., how are you going to feel?
It honestly, JP, it depends on how they lose. Are we going to get the doors blown off and not compete and look completely unprepared? That's unacceptable. If it's a battle and, you know, guys are just grinding and fighting and, you know, the football's a crazy game. We know a lot of dumb things can happen. It just all depends on effort level, preparation, and how certain guys play. And we can't predict that now. We can talk about that next Tuesday. If we lose and if we win, we can say, hey, you know what? They showed up, they competed, and they showed that they're capable of, you know, winning tough road games.
What is it that you need to see against the Chargers?
Get to the quarterback and the defensive backfield make plays. We just can't have Lattimore getting burned or holding every single play. We need Mikey to, you know, he was very good as a rookie. He's taking a step back. We need him to step back up and, you know, play like he means it. And, I think Cliff, we're running the ball as well as any team in the NFL. And sometimes I'm wondering if he's recognizing that because, you know, we have a backup in Marcus Mariota. It's a one-score game, and, you know, he's going third and long to Chris Moore, who was on the practice team, you know, 3 days ago. So I want Cliff to kind of just, you know, if we're not going to win through the air, we're averaging 6 yards a carry. Stick to the run game if you have to. Bill's a beast. Let's feed him the rock.
It's interesting with the run numbers. They're running the ball quite well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think people recognize Bill got the most touches of any back last week. He had 7 carries and he had the 2 catches.
And as did Chris Rodriguez. He had 7 as well.
Yeah, he didn't have 2 catches, though. I said Bill got the most touches.
Gotcha.
They are second in the NFL in rushing yards, 17th in attempts. Now, some of that is going to be skewed by quarterbacks running because those, like, make a big impact, especially when you have guys like Jaden and Marcus that can run the ball. I don't have a ton of complaints about the offense. I think not having Terry, not having Noah has impacted the pass game. I think Debo, for whatever questions existed about Debo, I think Debo's having...
Debo's proven himself.
Yeah, I mean, just a really great start to the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Debo is my offensive MVP right now. Every time he touches the ball, he's a threat. He's been great in the run game. He's been great in the passing game and great on special teams. Debo is, I wouldn't even know who else could be the offensive MVP right now besides Debo.
I think that's fair. Now, we did get some news here, Nate Dogg. Commanders have added Robbie Chosen to their practice squad.
Ah.
Are you familiar with his work?
Yeah, he's on the Dolphins last year, I want to say.
Do you remember the fellow by the name of Robbie Anderson, former receiver?
Yeah, on Carolina. Yeah, he was very good for, 1 year, 2 years?
Robbie Anderson is now Robbie Chosen.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the same guy.
Yeah.
Does that move the needle for you?
No. He hasn't had a good season since 2020 in Carolina. It moves no needles for me. If our season is in the balance of Robbie Chosen, it's a lost season.
I don't think the season's in the balance.
You need to tell Nate what our nemesis is.
We got a reply. I got a reply on Twitter. He said, why don't they just sign Santana? He's already at the facility.
I mean, honestly, no. Like, I don't mean to be rude towards Robbie Chosen, but...
He doesn't seem like a fella you want to be rude to.
You might not be rude to him. He might tell you he's going to do something to your peeps.
Nah, I I have no file on Robbie Chosen and what he's going to bring to this team besides be on the practice squad. But good for him. Cashing a check. Happy for him.
All right. We're going to open the phones and ask this question. But we're going to start by asking you, Nate Dogg.
Of course. Yes.
800-636-1067. How would you fix the Commanders' defense? Clearly something doesn't look right.
It's tough, man.
You hear that, B?
Huh?
Do you hear that? What? Nate was speechless.
It's. I don't want to say.
Some people think he should be there more often.
Look, Dorrance Armstrong is having a great season. Daron Payne is having a great season. But, you know, you can't make Luvu and Wagner 10 years younger. You can't make Von Miller 10 years younger. And then you can't make Trey Amos and Mikey, you know, 5 years older. There's just this weird veteran young guy gap where the young guys aren't quite ready yet and the old guys are too old. It's like you can't fix that, you know, schematically or anything. It's just it's a tough spot that we're in on this defense, and I think they're working their tails off. Like, I know Bobby Wagner doesn't want to get burnt on every single play. You know that he's trying not to be, but, you know, Father Time's undefeated. It sucks. Like, it's unfortunate to watch, but you can't snap your fingers and fix that. That's why you just have to just keep the offense in the field. That's how I fix the defense. I don't let the defense go onto the field. I don't let Marshawn Lattimore take 25 holding calls. I just keep the offense on the field, and then you don't have to worry about it. That's how I fix the defense.
All right. When you were last on, I asked you about the Terps going to Wisconsin. You had no faith. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate.
That's
you can follow at Barstool Nate. Now your 4-0 Maryland Terrapins are at home hosting the Washington Huskies on Saturday, 3:30 on Big Ten Network. I guarantee you one thing. Maryland is +6.5 at home. I promise you I'll be betting on the Terps. How do you feel about this? This is a big game in College Park, dude.
I love that you're a Terps shill these days. It excites me to see you getting onto the Terps bandwagon.
They have a pro quarterback. They Malik Washington. Yo, not to mention this kid playing D end. They have a ton of good corners. Like, they have talent on this team.
Yeah, no, Washington just lost to Ohio State at home. And it's going to be a big challenge in College Park. You know, Washington's still favored coming from the West Coast to the East Coast. I hope the students fill it up, the stadium. I hope Malik Washington, you know, he just continues to ball out. And it would be a very big maybe the biggest back-to-back wins in a very, very, very long time for this Maryland program. Mm-hmm. Going into Wisconsin and then beating Washington at home. And then they have Nebraska coming in the week after. So a big 3-game stretch for our beloved Maryland Terps, you know, moving to 5-0, that should get us ranked. And a ranked Maryland football team is, you know, that's what I've wanted to get back to. That's what I love. So
then you'll come to a game.
Yeah, will that get you to a game, Nate?
Then you act like a real fan instead of that fake you acting like?
Hey, I can't guarantee I could come to a game. You know, I'm busy, but it would
ain't
help.
That damn busy.
Very busy.
Falling off of, like, a curve, breaking ankles. You ain't that damn busy.
Mitch, that was 3 years ago.
I don't care, but you tried to milk it for about 2 years and a half.
Mitch, you were still in your 50s when that happened.
Come on. I'm still in my 50s.
Yeah,
all right,
okay.
We got to go, Nate Dogg.
All right, see you guys.
All right, see you. That's our friend Barstool Nate. Says he's going to come to a Maryland game after they beat Washington.
Man, Nate's scared to come outside.
Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You can win a pair of tickets to Maryland football this Saturday, October 4th, against the Washington Huskies. UMD is undefeated 4-0, and this is the Big Ten home opener. This is the first time University of Maryland has ever hosted the Washington Huskies in College Park. What a matchup. Maryland versus Washington in Big Ten play, Brian. What a world.
Not yet.
One grand prize winner will be selected. Win a parking pass. You get a pair of tickets right now. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Shout out to Bare Naked Ladies. They're from Canada. We got baseball, baby.
Yeah.
Scooble on the mound for the Tigers.
The Flying Giant Combs are down 1-0.
Yeah, man. Was that run scored in the first inning? It had to be, right?
Yeah.
It means B's already lost a bet. One inning into October baseball.
I told you what the guy told me. Say B's makes a bet. He goes the other way.
We got news, people.
What's the news?
I want to make sure I credit this dude because I like when a local reporter gets a story.
Get some scoop.
Brian Wacker covers the Ravens and the NFL for the Baltimore Sun. Brian Wacker is reporting Lamar Jackson likely to miss Sunday's game. Could be 2 to 3 weeks. Ravens play Sunday against Houston. Then they host the Rams. Then they have their bye week.
Cooper Rush is their backup, right?
Cooper Rush is their backup.
All right.
White Brian, you texted me a little earlier. The Ravens' odds to miss the playoffs were plus 285. That's a pretty juicy number. See if that is updated or been pulled off the board. Because if Vegas believes this Lamar report that they're gonna miss, he's going to miss the next two, there is zero rule that says Cooper Rush can't start for the Ravens and they win a game. In fact, I've seen Cooper Rush start for the Cowboys and beat the Washington organization under different names.
Yep.
So they are now down to minus 300 to make the playoffs.
It dropped 75.
Interesting. Cooper Rush is a good backup quarterback. Nothing says Baltimore can't beat Houston this weekend. But damn, B. For the there were some people that were like, oh, Lamar, they were getting blown out. He just didn't want to play. I think that's proven inaccurate.
Man, it was hurt. Be honest with you, people don't realize most athletes always think I can come back. I can make sure we come back. They don't want to just leave the game.
Quarterbacks get hurt in this league, dude. That is now.
We're starting to see it on a regular basis now.
Burrow's out. If Lamar misses some time, that was probably two of the top four MVP candidates going into the season. That's one thing about Mahomes, dude. He has never missed significant injury time. He has played through crazy ankle sprains, too, but he does not miss significant time.
Yeah, he was close to the playoffs.
Allen hasn't missed much time. Everybody else, quarterbacks, that's a big blow for Baltimore, dude.
It is. Especially in them already faltering now with it. They were faltering with him. Now they don't have him.
Right. B, I'm going to go around the room. Everybody get ready. What is one fix you got for the Commanders defense?
I saw too many guys bump a guy, elbow him, forearm him, and not make the tackle. You know, if they can, I saw guys behind the line of scrimmage, and then the guy gets 10 yards, 5 yards. Make the tackle the first time. The first guy, wrap up. The second guy, you could go for the football. If the first guy goes for a football and another guy gains 5-10 yards, take him off the field. Because I saw too many guys grabbing at the ball and not making the tackle.
Landini, you get to make one move. You get to request. You got a genie with one wish for the Commanders' defense. What is it?
Well, if I got one wish, it would be get a cornerback that can actually cover so we can stop playing Lattimore.
Do you think that dude exists on September 30th?
Unfortunately, I don't. I think it's the future, you know, for at least the rest of the season is not great.
I wonder I wonder if they get to a point with Lattimore that they go back to Mikey on the outside and let Noah I into back into the slot. I don't know that they will. I wonder if they think they have to get to a spot like that. Now, Lattimore has had some decent games this year. I think we all have a recency bias when it comes to the corner position, especially, I mean, that Drake London play was really egregious. But for my wish, and I recognize they've lost, you know, two defensive ends already in Wise and now JB, but you got to generate pressure, man.
Yeah.
Like, Kinlaw and Payne are paid
well. How do you do that? That's the question. Those guys are on the field right now. How do you get it done?
Dan Quinn said yesterday, I wish we ran more stunts. I think you could try to be more creative on your D-line, or maybe you have to send more blitzes. You know, I don't know that it will work. But I do think you've got to try to generate more rush and more pressure. And I think, you know, the Chargers are down a lot of offensive linemen, but I do
take advantage of them.
I also think Harbaugh is the kind of coach, the way he is a relatively conservative approach. They just run the hell out of the football, beat you on play action. I think LA will have a good game plan to try to overcome their offensive line losses. But to your point, take advantage of them.
Yeah. I mean, if we have an issue with something, people try to take advantage of us, we got to do the same thing to them that they try with us.
Jeff, what's your fix?
If I had a genie, I would turn back the hands of time on Bobby Wagner's life so we could get him when he was young. But my fix would be, you know how they always speak about this next man up mentality? I wish one of the young linebackers would start to like come in their role a little bit earlier, so they can, you know, on obvious passing downs, they can fill, you know, that void in that position to be able to cover a tight end or a running back coming out of the backfield.
It's interesting at the linebacker position. The program I was texting with say, and this was more in reaction to bringing in Robbie Anderson, now chosen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, do they not trust rookies? Because why wouldn't you give Brooks a chance or Jones a chance? They have played a bunch of rookies, but it's mostly been their draft picks. And it's not just Jaden. Think about Mikey. Brandon Coleman started most of last year. Trey Amos is playing. Josh Connerly starting right away. So, B, with younger guys that aren't getting chances, whether it's Kehoe, Medrano, McGee, some of these practice squad wide receivers, which I'd also point out, we don't know that they're not going to get a chance. What if one of those guys gets elevated get this roster spot with Jean-Baptiste? But do you think they are hesitant to go from a vet to a young guy? Or do you think those guys just aren't showing anything?
I think they're not hesitant. I think people have to realize guys make a team for reasons, certain reasons. And a coach is not going to get rid of a vet who does more than just throw a guy there because he's younger. You know, most people, fans think that, oh, young guy, put the young guy. Young don't mean you're better. So young sometimes don't mean you may not know what the hell you're doing. The experienced guy may not be able to run with the people, but he does everything else good. So if I got a guy that's playing 85%, do the 85% good, I'm going to keep him on the field than the guy that may come out than he does 25% good.
There is something to be said for having trust.
Yeah.
And I think, obviously, they don't trust the young guys yet, but it's a bit of
if a young guy does enough, you've seen them play him. So a lot of times they call you, you all call us and say, why is so-and-so not playing? Hell, you've been watching the game just like us. If they thought he was better, they'd have him out there.
But is there a bit of a paradox? I know this. When you are a young reporter, it's really hard to get a first full-time job because all the jobs will tell you, you're trying to be a writer, right?
You need experience.
A written reporter. They're like, well, we need to see your byline and read your pieces before we can consider you for a job.
Yeah.
But I can't get my byline out there until I get a job. And it's a catch-22 dilemma,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, see, the difference in sports and that is I see you every damn day. I know what your byline is. I know what you're capable of, and I know what the hell you're not capable of.
So do you think if a dude is flashing enough on scout team or whatever it is, that eventually they will be like, all right, we got to give this kid a chance?
Yes. We've seen time and time again guys flash. What did Owens do from the beginning? Flash.
Sure.
He was a guy moving to another position. They found a way to keep him on the team. Now he's starting to get on the field. Revo, flash, they got him on the field. You know, other people have flashed and got on the field. If a guy's not getting on the field, he ain't flashing.
Not that kind of flashing, Jeff. We'll be right back. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
All righty, White Brian. How'd we do?
B. Mitch hit his favorites parlay. Me and Landfill won, and you and Jeff lost.
J-Dogs forever.
Yep, y'all stick together.
Jeff, I wanted to briefly ask you a question.
What's up?
You are a Yankees fan, correct?
Yes.
Are you wearing red socks today?
JP, we still on this conversation. You knew I was wearing red socks an hour ago.
I mean, they're playing the Red Sox.
The Yankees are playing the Red Sox.
I think he's going to change. He got on black and white up top. Then he got on red downstairs. All of a sudden, the red going to become more prominent if the Red Sox win.
No.
You know, Jeff switched teams.
I would never support the Red Sox.
Does the carpet never match the curtains, Jeff?
Never. Relax, JP.
Baseball is probably all we're going to bet on today.
Huh?
Unless you got something else, B, you going high lie? What do you got? What's your action?
I'm going to go underwater basket weaving.
Lay the points.
All right. Who we have today?
I'm taking the Yankees.
Even though you're wearing Red Sox.
Yes, Fried on the mound. Look, that was just a coincidence.
How long ago did you Google who Max Fried is? Because when I asked you how many Yankees players you could name, he wasn't one of them.
No, the thing is, I had to make sure I was saying his name right. One. Two, I told you, I have the show. I play with the Yankees all the time on the show. I just couldn't get him at that time, man.
White Brian, did you have to tell him who Max Fried is?
I had to confirm that it was Fried.
What'd you think it was, Fried?
No, I knew it wasn't Fried, but I just, you know, you got to double check because the minute I say anything wrong on this radio station, I'm getting hounded. I just double check. I don't hound y'all on air.
Give me the Cubs.
I hound y'all off air.
Give me the Cubs.
One vote Yankees, one vote Cubs.
Padres.
Landy?
I'm taking the Yankees.
I got bad news for the Yankee fans. You know what?
You're picking the Yankees?
I'm going to take the under in Yankees Red Sox. I see it at 7. That's right. I'm betting under on baseball, and it's a B's bet. So. Tell me what you think. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. We're in Ashburn tomorrow.
Fade bees.
I'm trailing bees. I'm on team bees. We're back in Ashburn tomorrow. Chargers week starts in earnest. You'd love to see the return to the practice field of some fellas: Jaden, Cosme, Bates, maybe Brown. Thank you to John Cobb for joining us. Thank you to John Bates for joining us. Thank you to Barstool Nate for joining us. Fun day on the program. A lot of baseball to watch. Grant and Danny, they're up next. They are fired up for MLB playoffs and to talk some football. Thanks for listening. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.